Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
All right, welcome back inside the Rod Peterson Show, everybody, on a Thursday morning. This is hour two. We are emanating from the bunker in beautiful 306. This is episode number 39 of the Rod Peterson Show. Through hour one, we've brought up famous number 39s in the world of sports. Doug Waite, of course, is my favorite. A lot of the Flames fans chiming in on Dougie Gilmore. Killer. Dominic Hasek, of course, the Dominator. CFL fans have brought up Willie Pless, David Albright, Larry Zonka for the NFL fans, and Major League Baseball fans Roy Campanella. This is episode number 39. I've told Clark I've put him in charge of getting Wayne Gretzky for episode number 99. That doesn't seem like a big ask, does it?
we're not asking what him to be in studio.
No. What else is he doing? What else has he got to do?
But if anybody could make it happen,
it's Clark.
It'd be Clark.
Look at the star-studded list he's
already
on.
You gotta ask. You never know.
That's what my wife always says. Just putting it out there. Speaking of my wife, she somewhat spawned today's Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll because she will not be seen with me if I wear sandals and socks together, which, frankly, I would prefer to wear socks and sandals together. I would wear it every day if I didn't think that I would be exiled by my wife. So the poll this morning on the Rod Peterson Show Twitter feed is it are socks with sandals appropriate? 80%, guys, and we're into hundreds of votes. 80% say no, it's not appropriate.
Well,
dang, has she voted hundreds of times?
I don't know how I would even answer this, Rod. Because I think for kids, like the kid that's got the lacrosse stick going into the arena, like, it's, I think for, that's...
Well, athletes all do it, and that's why, right, I think it's okay.
But if you're on a deck at Earl's, hanging out with your buddies, no!
I would never think of it.
No. You know what?
What if you're at Baller's Rec Room?
It comes down...
Adults, no.
No, it comes down to being self-aware and who you are. And if you're, you know, it's a bit of an athletic look, too, right? You wear the shorts, maybe a hoodie, your socks and your slides.
I think it's
sandals.
Just fine.
You know, it is. But it's the same deal. Tom Brady, you know, all 6'4" or 6'5" or whatever he is, chiseled, doesn't need sugar. He could walk into Earl's wearing, you know, branded sweatpants and a hoodie and look very clean and professional.
Doesn't mean he should, though.
I walk in there wearing, I walk in wearing sweatpants and a hoodie and I look like a slob, like I just rolled out of bed. You can pull it off. You got to be self-aware about who you are.
Producer Clark says Darren shouldn't be allowed to comment. He doesn't wear socks anyways.
I didn't vote on the poll. I just felt it would be wrong.
He didn't vote on it. Henry Burris coming up here in hour two. In case you forgot, week 7 in the CFL opens tonight with the Calgary Stampeders at the Ottawa Redblacks and the Toronto Argonauts at the Edmonton Eskimos. 6 hours of football. I can't wait. Although I am in a golf tournament, gentlemen, later on today, and I have a family supper tonight. So I'll turn it on when I get home. I don't even know what golf tournament I'm in.
Oh.
How odd. Is that odd?
Where?
It's at Flowing Springs.
Nice.
But my good friend Elmer Ashapi has asked me to golf in this golf tournament. I said, yeah, I'm in. So I got to race over there as soon as I get off the air today with you gents. And I'll see who I'm golfing with when I show up. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We will talk about the Riders and the Lions in a moment. Speaking of the Lions, Brian Warwishin writing in on our Facebook comment string. He is the host of the BC Lions Den podcast, and he says, this new Rod is the best Rod. You're too knowledgeable to be a shill. And I don't know about that, Brian, but and I appreciate that. But like I say, the sports world has changed from when I got into it. And the teams and the networks too, don't forget, want to completely control the narrative of what's said about them. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that's right. And actually, when I was on the phone last night, not only with Tory Gurley, but he put his fiance on the line. She's from here. That's the connection. And she's like, yeah, Rod, Tory can't work for anybody. He's got too strong of opinions. I'm like, hello. I think that's how, you know how kindred spirits just come together like that? It's like how you find each other. That's me and Tory Gurley. So this is what's best for us doing this thing. Before we bring Henry Burris on. And oh, by the way, Tory Gurley will be with us on Wednesday, our NFL CFL insider. Ramps, quickly, outlook for your Vikings with NFL training camps opening. What are we thinking? What's the win projection here? You said you think they're going to be good, right? Last time you were here.
I think they're going to be fighting for wild card type of thing. Like I wouldn't be at all surprised if... You know, they're 7-7 coming down the stretch, coming into their last few games kind of thing.
They're in the hunt.
I'm saying 9-7.
That's pretty good.
That's kind of, yeah. And that should give you a chance at a wild card. Probably won't get you in. You probably need 10 to get in, but I'm thinking 9 or 10.
Are you following NFL Network coverage and stuff? Are you online reading the Minnesota,
you know,
what is it, Star Tribune or something?
I hate to say this.
You're too busy.
Well, no, but, you know, I'm not quite as dialed in as I once was. I'll be the first to admit that.
But you're a busy guy.
A decade ago, I was all over that stuff. I could have told you every draft pick, every school they came from, I was fixated on watching the NFL stuff and what was going on at camp and listening to Brad Childress give, like, all the updates.
And you loved it.
And I did, but now... Now I find that once they start playing, kicking for real in the regular season, now I'm all in. But until then, I just have a harder time getting up for the camp type stuff.
I know, but here's
right
the difference. Here's the difference on that, because you and I are the same age. My kids are all up and out of the house and gone, so I've got time again.
Yeah,
and I'm loving it. So yeah. Kelly, it does get better. Your son's in 7 sports, right?
Right.
You don't have time to be reading training camp coverage of the Minnesota Vikings.
And I wouldn't
trade it. I got nothing but time.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Good point.
How about the Titans? What's their outlook? They're going to be crappy, right?
Yeah, your team.
Don't say that.
Yeah, the Tennessee Titans are going to suck this
year.
Where
did that come from?
You know what? It's, you know, back in, what is it, 06, 05, when they got good and they made the run of the Super Bowl, ultimately lost to the St. Louis Rams on the 1-yard line, Derek Mason on the catch from Steve McNair. Loved those guys. That was the Music City Miracle. The only reason is because they were good. They made a run. They finally got on television, and I started seeing the stories of the players, and I started, you know, following this team and watching them on TV, and that made me fall in love with them. So television broadcasts, they work for building your brand. They made me a lifelong fan.
Oh, they
do. Go there for 2 games.
And
so.
You got to start when they're young.
Yeah, I do think they'll be better. I think they'll be okay. They're in maybe one of the toughest divisions now in all of the NFL. It used to be that the AFC South was kind of like the basement division and it didn't matter. But the Colts are good with Andrew Luck. We know the Texans are good. The Jaguars will be better. It's a good division. So it's going to be fun, but it's all about Mariota. He hasn't really lived up to expectations.
3 teams I'll be following this year. The Cowboys, as always, they're projected to have 8 wins. The Arizona Cardinals are my second team. They're projected to have 3 wins. And then the Cleveland Browns I'll be following because of Chris Jones. 9 wins they're projected to have. That's what I don't get. I see all this coverage and they say the Browns have no weaknesses. None. I'm like, they fired their coach last year. They were the worst team in the NFL. They have the longest playoff drought of any team in the league. And now you're saying they have no weaknesses?
No weaknesses other than no history whatsoever of ever winning.
Wait, how could that be? Yeah.
This team has no weaknesses, but they're only going to win 9 games. Like you just said, they're projected to win 9 games.
Oh, then they should win 16 games
right?
if they have no weaknesses.
Yeah. They'll be fighting for a playoff spot, but there's not a weakness on the team.
Clark, right? Are you saying that we need to take a break before we bring on Hank, or we're going to bring on Hank? Okay. Soon, but not right now. Andrew writing in on the Facebook wall. I'm glad you did, Andrew, because this is a point I wanted to make this morning. former assistant GM of the Alouettes and the Argonauts, Catherine Raich, was hired by the Philadelphia Eagles as the football operations coordinator. That was announced this morning, and I'll say bravo to Catherine. I've never met her. I've been around her. She started with the Owls as an unpaid intern in 2015, and a scant five seasons later, she's running the football operations for the NFL's Philadelphia Eagles. And Jim Popp gave her her first opportunity in pro football. So bravo to Catherine Raich, now with the Philadelphia Eagles. Dave Sullivan from Global Ag Risk. That sounds like they'd be great sponsors for us, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You should see DuPont's face, Dave.
Lit up.
He says, doesn't it seem like a major problem in the CFL that the buildings are getting old and no longer meet fan expectations? Looking at long-term viability, if the league will require ... And then it got cut off. I got to say this, and then we'll break and bring on the smiling one. As a guy who's been to all these stadiums, brand new one in Hamilton, it's awesome. Brand new one here, obviously. Winnipeg, with its minor faults, is still pretty fantastic. BC Place Stadium, if it was built today, I'm told would cost over $3 billion. It's still my favorite stadium in the CFL. Calgary's Calgary. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when they're not a priority in your town? The Flames are getting a new arena. You can't help it. Commonwealth Stadium looks as good as any NFL stadium. And when's the last time you were there? It's awesome. Ottawa, refurbished. It's like a brand new stadium. You should go to Ottawa sometime. And then McGill and Montreal is what it is. But there's no better atmosphere in the CFL than Montreal. Have you been there, Rams?
That's one of the...
For pure beauty and fan experience.
Yeah, it's the only one I think I have not been in the CFL.
McGill?
I don't...
Well, but it's worth going. Yeah. And BMO. BMO's good, too, actually. It's good. So, I would have said, Dave Sullivan, that 10 years ago, yeah, this is a problem. You turn on the TV and you see Winnipeg Stadium. Ugh. Taylor Field. Ugh. Ivor Wynn. Ugh. That's not the case. It's actually... They are calling it the Stadium Renaissance and the CFL, and that falls back to the Mark Cohan regime. That's when this all started. So I actually don't think there's a stadium problem in the CFL at all. And maybe we'll ask Henry Burris about that when we come back. It's a Thursday morning, episode number 39 of the Rod Peterson Show. You're watching on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify for your podcasts.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy five nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on a Thursday morning. A sports update just ahead of Henry Burris. The Canadian Championship semifinals are set. Cavalry FC of the lower tier Canadian Premier League upset the Vancouver Whitecaps last night 2-1. They'll meet the Montreal Impact in the next round, and the Ottawa Fury got past Wanderers FC to set up a meeting with Toronto FC in the other semi. And Canadians Brooke Henderson and Alina Sharp are in the field today for the opening round of the LPGA's Evian Championship in France. The Evian Championship begins back-to-back weeks of major championships in women's golf for the first time in 6 decades after being restored to July on the calendar. Alina Sharp, of course, was the one who had the Humboldt Broncos logo on her bag last year at the CP Women's Open in Regina. And as you all know, Brooke Henderson won the whole thing. So week 7 of the CFL opens tonight with a doubleheader. And to help us preview it, let's bring in from Toronto the CFL on TSN's Henry Burris. Good morning, or I guess I should say to you, good afternoon, Hank. How are you?
Hey, doing good. How's it going, big man? You look good there in Regina.
Feeling good, feeling fresh this morning, Hank. Ready to watch some football. Which reminds, so are you in Toronto for the panel, or are you in your home in Ottawa and, you know, getting ready for the game tonight?
No, I actually just landed here in Toronto, getting ready for the panel. I'll report there at 5 o'clock, get ready to do any SportsCenter hits, which will lead into our first doubleheader for Thursday Night Football, which I feel are going to be two great games. And who knows, maybe an upset in the making tonight.
I think that they're going to be great games too, and I'll be watching 6 hours of it. Hank, take us inside the CFL on TSN thing. Like, so you got to meet probably ahead of that. Like, what's your pre-game ritual on the panel there?
Well, I mean, it starts on Monday first thing. We typically have an hour to 2 hour phone meeting where all the different personalities and producers behind the scene, we just kind of do a recap of the week before and how things went and where we can make some improvements. I mean, it's almost just like a, kind of the wrap up meeting each week that every team across the league goes through as far as trying to improve the product and get better week in and week out. And then we talk about all the different news stories that are out there that we can probably possibly harp on as far as when the show comes about, and allow everybody to throw their thoughts in, because that's one of the, you know, intriguing and fun parts about doing this job is, you know, playing the game of football and now seeing it from a different perspective. You're able to actually give your 2 cents, and that helps build the show come game day, which kicks off tonight, Thursday through Saturday. But yeah, every day we're at work, we're trying to come up with different clips, look for different weaknesses on other teams, just as if we were game planning as players and coaches, and try to come up with different ideas that, you know, to try to, you know, bridge the gap between the fans and the game coming up, and kind of set up, you know, the different perspectives and add a little drama to it as far as some of the things that they might see on what can help turn the bad teams around, and also can help make the teams that are out of this world right now, like Winnipeg, can help bring them back to earth. But again, it's just kind of part of the job that I really enjoy, and I'm thankful to have this opportunity.
How much say do you guys have on who gets to go on the road to, you know, to Regina, or, you know, destinations for Labor Day, things like that? And how much do you enjoy getting out of the studio?
Oh, I love getting out of the studio just to be around that atmosphere. And I know the only problem is for the panel right now, it seems like wherever we go, there seems to be a weather delay. And so keeping us in the studio is probably the best thing to do. But anytime you get a chance to be in that atmosphere and to be a part of the experience, the game day experience, and to be around that crowd, to feed off that energy, and just to see how people are for football. Because I know in a few weeks we'll be in Hamilton for the Hall of Fame game. So always when we get a chance to go out and meet the public and be a part of the experience and be there at a stadium across the league, it's always an added experience as far as for ourselves in that case, because those are things that you never forget about as far as just the daily interaction with the fans as well, instead of sitting in a studio just trying to create your own energy.
Okay. Speaking of creating energy and experiences, Henry, we talked in hour one and I was fully transparent that I was one of the many 30,000 back
Henry.
In the day, giving you that, you know, trying to throw you off your game. I never booed you, but I used to get in on the Henry stuff. And we started talking about, you know, every story, every movie has to have, you know, a good guy and a bad guy, and you became the bad guy. But I would also argue that in order to really get that emotionally engaged in booing or, the whole Henry stuff, you had to love a guy in the first place, or you wouldn't be able to create the emotion to then boo them. So thinking back, were those good times for you? Was there a little part of you that were hurt by the not negativity, but the Henry stuff and the how people were so angry with you when you left us, or did you embrace it and enjoy it? Like, what was going through your head during that time? Because it nobody created, you know, the kind of atmosphere that you did back in the day.
Well, I think the only part that really hurt is the fact that the truth wasn't out there. And that's something whenever I had a chance to come back and speak, I always try to share that as far as my testimonial or my presentation, because, you know, to me, you know, as a player, sometimes, I mean, we don't write contracts and do those types of things. We only play the game to play, and we have agents who handle the business side of things. And that's why I tip my hat off to Kawhi Leonard, because I love the fact that he said, you know, not putting anything out there. And when it comes to that point, you pretty much need to separate from the organization. And, you know, when they're pretty much saying, hey, if they want to be here, they'll be here. Well, if a player really wants to be there, they'll be there. But it's a 50-50 agreement. And that's kind of the part that I was sad about, because I came back there after my NFL journey, and because I wanted to be there and I wanted to sign a long-term deal. But unfortunately, that wasn't in the making of the organization at that time. They had Nealon, and that's who they settled with. But my thing was, I loved coming back there and playing, because, you know, to me, it was a love-hate relationship, because we loved each other deeply as far as myself and being in Regina, the fan base, the Rider Nation, and not being able to be a part of that. So come game day, we both hated each other because I wanted to be there. The fans hated that I was in an opposite color jersey. I hated because I wasn't still in green, but I still had to do my job. And I feel like now I need to come back there because everybody hates Gainer now. So I think I need to come back and take the photos of my Gainer. But you know, at the end of the day, I loved it. And to me, if we can figure out a way to get the CFL game back to those times, I mean, where, you know, people went to bed excited about game days and, you know, dreaming about what was to come for the next day. We need to get back, because right now when you go to bed, what are truly the circumstances that you wake up each and every day that you can't wait to see on game day? We need to get that feeling back. And that's something that I feel right now is truly missing in the CFL game. But those days right there, those are some of the most memorable games that I'll always talk about, even when I'm 60, 70, 80 years old and also laying in my coffin. I'll resort back to those great memories.
Hank, you just nailed it. That is an awesome piece right there. And we do need to get back to that. I don't know how it happens, but I do hope we get back to that one day. By the way, what we love about this show is the viewers can chime in with questions. So we got a few here. One from Aaron in Yorkton wants to know, what made you want to get into the media?
Well, you know, while I was at university, I actually wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon. I wanted to be a sports doctor if I didn't get a chance to live out my professional dream. But I know when I was talking to our resource manager, my advisor at school, and she pretty much let me know that, Hank, you know, if you're going to play professional football, it'll be till about 33 to 35 years old when you graduate from medical school. And I was like, that's like a third of my life. I don't want to leave me in school that long. And so I ended up either going into politics or going into media. And, you know, she talked about how I was well-spoken and had I given media a try. And I was like, you know, let me check it out and see how it is. And next thing you know, after a couple of theater classes and doing a few other courses within media and, you know, having fun, I knew for me it was inevitable. I had to become part of the media. And that's why during the off seasons, regardless if I was there, with CTV in Regina or to Global Toronto or now with TSN, every opportunity I had during my playing career, especially during the off seasons or in the post seasons that I wasn't a part of, I had to give that an opportunity and build my resume, build my experience and get those needed reps in. And so creating that bridge of opportunity for myself for once football had concluded, to me, it was the best decision that I had ever made.
You know, I wanted to talk football with you, but all the viewers want to talk about you, which is cool, too. So, which is fun. Well, you know what? They'll get the football on the panel over the next 4 days. So let's talk about you. Somebody else wants to know, they're all chanting Henry. If you saw the Facebook string, you would know it. Hank, they want to know if it bothered you, if it ever bothered you. Because it didn't. It followed you to Hamilton and then Ottawa. Like, it's so much fun. Did it bother you? And it wasn't just on the field, by the way. I've been with you when people would break out on the street, you know, on a bus. Did it bug you?
No, it actually made me focus more. I can say there is one instance where it did bug me. And yeah, I was pretty ticked off about it. Was the 2013 Grey Cup. I mean, it seemed like nothing went right for us. We had to play the devil in hell in that game. And we knew what we were in for. And the fact that you guys got every bounce that night, you know, albeit the Corey Sheet bounce after Darren Durant fumble. And we're thinking, here we go. Oh, no, there goes Corey Sheets. We're like, oh, no, it's going to be one of those types of nights. And that was probably the only game where it bugged the entire team, including myself, at the end of the day. But honestly, when people are chanting your name, it only makes you focus that much more to try to hush up the crowd. And so, no, it never bugged me. It never bothered me. You know, whenever people said things behind the bench, all I ever said was, let's make sure that you can talk about me now, but you better have a beer at the bar for me at Houlihan when the game's over, just so we can make sure we get reminisce all the good times.
Hank, look, I know time is tight. We are having a lot of fun, but I'll let you get back to work. Thanks for this. You know, we'll be watching, and thanks for your time today, my man. Stay in touch.
Hey, anytime, guys. Hey, always great talking to you, Rod. Hey, keep delivering the good news like you do, brother. Always love listening to you guys.
Trying. Thanks, Hank. The natural Henry Burris joining us from Toronto today on the video chat. And our man, Paul Drouin, what's he doing in Calgary now? He's all over the place.
Maybe he's checking into that new arena deal.
Yeah, one of our owners here, Paul. Yeah, from IKS, Paul. Your chair, you're empty. Your spot's empty, Paul. He says, great guests today, guys. Thank you. They're always great, but they're particular. There it is. Great guest today, team. That from PD, Paul Drouin.
Even when I went and got all the, we got the headphones hooked up and everything, and now there's nobody to listen to.
Not yet, but we do have a new sponsor, Ballers Rec Room.
Awesome.
Let's do this thing. And the Tap, Pub and Eatery. But the first ever Rod Peterson Show watch party will be this Saturday, 5 o'clock, Ballers Rec Room, right in the heart of the Dewdney Strip. Promise we'll be out of there before the shenanigans start. At least I will be. 5 o'clock, come down and join all of us to watch the Riders and the BC Lions. I think it'll be fun and the first of many that we are going to host with the program. Before we break, and I think we got some time here, Ramps, I can just see you're just like salivating over your minds racing. You wanted to get into the stadium thing, A. And B, Hank just said it. We need to get back to you go to bed at night dreaming about tomorrow. And you get up in the morning and you can't wait for game day or news for your team. And we are not there now.
No.
We aren't.
No. Not even.
In this league.
In any league.
We are so worried about bad press, bad publicity, people saying negative things about us and about our team and about our players that it makes you not care anymore and it makes you not relevant. Too much positivity is boring. Winning in Calgary is boring. Look at the Stampeders. Go to a football game. There's a reason they're not getting a new stadium. It's just people don't care enough to hate.
Yep.
And when you hate somebody and you chant somebody's name, it's because you care enough to know who they are, to follow their story, to know they're your big villain, and then they've hurt your team because they beat you or they've made great plays. You care enough to hate. And there's not enough hate. It means we don't care enough. And too often, you know, teams taking over their own media, and it's not the team's fault necessarily, but they're taking over their own media. They don't want negative publicity. They ban people who talk negatively about them, and this and that.
Your mascot kicks a lion, and now all the special interest groups are now bitching about that.
You need to have the good and the hate. When your fans are giving you negative responses and negative comments and negative social media, it's a good thing because when you...
Because they care.
They care enough to follow you. And when you finally rise, they're going to rise with you and they're going to be so much more invested.
So get ready for this. Rod's rant will be taken over by Kelly Rempel this morning for Bronco Plumbing and Heating and my good friend Cam over there. Take it away on this.
Well, look, we've become so politically correct now, Rod. So politically correct that people are afraid to say or do anything in all kinds of different leagues. It's not just the CFL. It's in all leagues. I'm going to go back, way back to about 2002. So what, 17, 18 years ago. I remember in the media, there was a great back and forth in junior hockey between Brent Parker, the GM of the Regina Pats, and Sean O'Connor, who was
Chief Punk of the Moose Jaw Warriors.
Yes, and loved it. And loved being that guy. And Brent loved being that guy for the Pats. And they were having this back and forth where Brent would say something about Sean and Sean would say something back about Brent. And I remember one of the lines that Sean O'Connor had was, Well, I'm not going to take too much criticism from a guy who's got a brain the size of a pea. So the Warriors were going to do a promotion where if you brought a can of peas or any non-perishable food item for the food bank, well, you'll get a certain souvenir or something. And the Western Hockey League said, absolutely not. You're not doing that. I knew right then and there, it's done. It's done.
The good times are over.
They're over. If the league is going to step in those situations and say you can't do things like that anymore, it's done. It's over. When was the last time a player came to Mosaic Stadium and had that Henry Burris type of feel that was outspoken? When was the last time a CFL player was outspoken and an actual sort of villain type? Daron Carter,
a little bit.
He's
the only one.
Could kind of be that.
And he's getting
guy nailed
to the cross for it.
Yeah. Well, but my point is, Rod, it's just I realize that I don't want to become that guy that's like, well, the world is changing. The times are changing with social media and all the special interest groups. You can't say anything. You can't do anything. Doesn't mean we have to like it. I mean, you want to know why attendance is suffering all over the league? There's many different reasons, but it's in all sports. Social media has changed, but you have to be so politically correct now, and you have to be so careful about what you say that the league's not going to give you a $1,000 fine, or that somebody's not going to, you know, you're not going to get reprimanded for your own organization. We just had a situation in the last game where the mascot, you know, inappropriately touched the stuffed animal, and now the special interest groups are furious about this. So it was,
and they forced the team to make an apology on their behalf. They didn't stick up for their own guy.
I mean, it's
ready to explode on this.
It's absurd. So it was okay before when
for 30 years
you got to drag him out by a rope and pile drive him out on the cement. But if you pick him up and touch him in his private parts in his crotch, now all of a sudden, but you can't do that. So you can crush his vertebrae, but you can't kick him in the nuts. Okay. Like, I give up.
Yeah.
I give up.
I have my thoughts, and I was mentioning this before, on that. Why it was okay before for Gaynor, and it's not okay now. I know we've evolved.
Have we?
For the worst.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't mean that. I just mean in a timeline sort of aspect. I'm not meaning for the better or for the worse. But old Gaynor, and I've said this a few times, and I'm trying to find the right one, but he was jolly. He was a little bit bigger. He didn't look too lifelike, but he was, you know, looked fun. He was non-threatening, and everybody could just take it for what it was, a joke, good times. He's just horsing around.
He's on the Weight Watchers plan now, because you got to be that.
Well, no. Now he looks like a serial killer.
Yes, and actually, your story about your two kids going around taking pictures of the socks and sandals, everybody's feet, kind of gave me, there's a another analogy I can use until one finally sticks that people get it. Your kids going around in the beach and around town taking pictures of people's feet. That's cute. There's socks and sandals.
All of a sudden.
But if a guy is going around taking pictures of people's feet and you're like, that guy might actually print these off, put them in his basement, and do bad things, you're like, ah, that's weird. That's creepy. And I'm probably going to do something about it because it's kids and it's non-threatening. It's no big deal. And that's what it just doesn't look the same fun, cute, non-threatening way when Gaynor does it now. So now people are getting upset. And it's not even that they're realizing it. They want to get upset. But when it's old, jolly, non-threatening Gaynor, all that stuff was fair game because it was so far from looking real and it was so in the spirit of just having fun that everybody got it. But now you're getting serious with this.
Well, and that's why I think this show is going to be, well, why it is as popular as it is, and it's going to continue to be more popular, is that we're giving the fans a voice. Every day we're giving them a voice, and you can steer the discussion of the show. But more importantly, people can come into the bunker or be on the video chat and be themselves.
The foxhole.
Whatever
get
you want.
Get in the foxhole with us.
And be themselves. Yes. Who was just on here the other day and they said how much they enjoy being themselves? Who was it? Because Abu said it first, but somebody else is in there and he's like, oh, it's Dante Marsh.
Yeah.
Right. He's like, I love that I can come on your Dante Marsh, who doesn't know us from Adam, an 11-year starting corner for the BC Lions. He's like, this is the greatest show ever because people can be themselves. I'm tired of not being able to be. Same thing with Tory Gurley. That's why he's going to be on here as our CFL NFL insider starting. Well, he's already been on once. He's going to be on again next. Enough of this crap.
But isn't it sad? Isn't it sad that what fuels the fire in sports.
They don't want it.
Is that there's characters and there's personalities. No, that's not true. We all want
no,
it.
No, the leagues don't
but
want
nobody,
it.
Everybody's so afraid that if they say something that just they color just a little bit outside the lines, that the backlash is going to be so intense that people just go, they don't want to say anything now. And it's taken all the fun out of being a sports fan.
Yep. So it's not just a CFL thing. It's in every league.
It's every league.
It's a society.
Yep.
And
it sucks.
Well, we can do whatever we want here. That's the beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Are we going to take a break, Clark? What's going on? Okay, he's saying yes. Producer Clark. By the way, it's episode number 39. Famous number 39s. Doug Waite, Dominic Hasek, David Albright, Willie Pless, Larry Zonka, Roy Campanella have all come up today. You've got 20 minutes left to send in yours. Prairie Mobile text line 840-8777 or the Facebook feed. Or also, please consider voting on our poll today. Are socks with sandals appropriate? That is our daily poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. I'm disgusted to say that the overwhelming majority says it's not appropriate to wear socks with your sandals, which, by the way, who cares? Do what you want. You're not hurting anybody. I think that's the main thing here. Diversity is strength. Be yourself. Nobody's ever been thrown in jail for wearing socks and sandals. So who gives a gopher's ass about whether you wear socks and sandals or not? We will be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Dare I say this is the most fun I've had yet in episode number 39. And we've had a lot of fun. Today has been a lot of fun. Jody writes in on the Facebook wall. She says, who gives a gopher's ass? I love the catchphrases on this show. Well, thanks. That just popped into my head. That's the way we roll around here. It's certainly not a thing.
It's like improv in some
way. It's like improv. It's live broadcasting, and that's what makes it fun. It gives it pizzazz. Thanks for watching. Appreciate the support. Don't tell your mom that I've been talking about her all morning long about the sandals and socks
thing.
Where
does she stand on it?
She wears socks with her sandals all the time, as do I. I see nothing wrong
with
it.
Tell her to vote.
Vote on the poll, Kaylee. Go to our Twitter feed,
yes.
At Rod Peterson Show. We need support. Socks and sandals, are they appropriate? I say yes. I know you say yes. Everybody, you need to go vote yes, because we're getting thumped. Sports update. I'll wait for the overtime segment for that. I could go 3 hours, Rems, because I want to get into you on that thing about the sports people now are too sensitive, too. The coaches, the players, you know, can't be criticized. God. Off with your head if you say anything negative about them. Oh, and that's wrong, too.
I think it's always been that way, just not to the magnitude that it is.
Well, it's way worse now. And I just want to bring up Last Chance U because I've become addicted. Do you watch it? No. I'll bring that up a little later on because we've got a live video guest here right now. Philip LeClaire joins us. He's doing his master's on social media in sports, and he joins us from Ottawa today. Morning here, afternoon there. Philippe, bon matin. Bonjour, monsieur. Comment allez-vous?
Très bien, Rod. Comment ça va avec vous?
Nice. I would think with a name like that, you must speak a little French. Philippe?
Yeah.
Tell our viewers and listeners what you're considering. We're broadcasting on Facebook Live and you're doing a master's on social media studies. It's kind of a fit here. Tell our listeners and viewers this morning what you're doing.
It is. It's actually a perfect channel for it. So I'm working on my master's and what I wanted to show in a small way was how social media is benefiting the CFL. So I've done a few surveys here, and I'm doing it in three steps. One is a fan survey, one's a survey with the teams, and then one the last part is going to be an audit of all the social media channels that they're doing.
So you're in the state. By the way, I love your coat. I have a couch just like that. That might have been what it was.
Don cherried it up for you today.
Yeah, exactly. So are you still in the statistic gathering part of what you're doing here?
I'm just going to close the statistic gathering phase. Got about 1,400 plus fans have responded to me from every team across the country, including about half a dozen or so from this new Schooners fans.
So in the end, when you've compiled all the data, what are you looking to accomplish here? What do you think you're going to find?
Well, what I found I just started doing some crunching this week. But some of the things that I found that was really interesting is even if people have not attended a game, and I got about 60% of the people who responded to the survey hadn't necessarily attended, were not season ticket holders. But even those who had attended two or less games were spending at least $50 a year on merchandise. So these are the kind of things that I want to show the league that even if somebody's not, a bum in the seat, that they are still valuable fans and they should be engaged.
That is an interesting point. Kelly, you would love this too as a sports marketer from way back. So are you going to present this to the teams or, where are you going from here?
So I've been in contact with the teams. Obviously they hear pitches, crazy pitches all the time. Fortunately, eight of the nine teams have filled out the survey, so they've at least given me that time. And I've also been in contact with corporate in Toronto. Ultimately, after I finish the report, ultimately, I'd like to pitch at the CFL conference next year and essentially do a presentation on what the findings are, because there's a significant amount of information that has come out of this study.
Yeah, well, give us some. You mentioned the
sure,
you know, about the stat or the merchandise sales, but what are some of the questions you're asking, and what are some of the real cool things that you've discovered?
Sure. So obviously the base one is who they're sporting, but then what channel they are following. And for you, Rod, this one would be good. 71% of followers follow Facebook. It's by far the top channel among all people who responded. And then Twitter is at 52%. And then it drops off from there. The other thing that's really interesting, and the sports marketer then the seat will know that the majority of people, 72% of people, are consuming the social media content on their phone. So a follow-up study would be what kind of phone they have. Let's say, for example, they've got the latest iPhone or the latest Samsung. Then you could start, you know, putting content that is at a higher level, because the iPhone's an aspirational purchase, that kind of thing. Another one that I actually found quite interesting is that almost 48%, almost half of people do not live in the city of the team that they cheer for, but yet they're following them on social media. So again, it goes back to you're marketing now, and especially since we've signed the deals with Mexico and Europe, et cetera, was far beyond the city limits. Regina is a great example of this. There's a store in Saskatoon for the Riders. So we need to be thinking, and the league needs to be thinking about that marketing beyond the game, beyond the live event, and how can they maximize beyond the live event? Because in all reality, there's only, 20 games, including the exhibition season. So there's a whole full calendar that you need to fill.
One more question that goes to Kelly Rempel. Go ahead, Rems.
Does anybody do social media and pro sports better than the Golden Knights in Las Vegas in the NHL? I haven't seen it.
I would say better, but there are two that really come to mind. One is the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors have made their they've essentially created advertising channels, which each of their social media channels, they actually sell, and Rod, you'll know this, they sell it from a per viewer basis. So how many thousands of people are watching their content, they'll package that up and sell it to an advertiser. So what they've done they have grown significantly from a follower base as well. So they've made that a significant revenue generator for the club. The other one that's really interesting is the Chicago Blackhawks. I found, because they're bringing in players, and they're having fun with fans, interacting with them, and putting some personality to it. Unfortunately, a lot of corporate social media accounts, and so far I've seen all the social media, the CFL clubs, they broadcast, they just shout out. There's not much interaction with the fans. I understand that, but it's a missed opportunity.
Philippe, I appreciate all of this info. Stay close. Include us if you can in what you're doing. And as you can see, we want to interact with the fans, and I think that's going to be our bread and butter moving ahead. So have a great day and enjoy the game tonight there in the nation's capital.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
Well, we'll see. That's why they play the games. Philippe LeClaire joining exactly. us from Ottawa today, where tonight the Red Blacks host the Stampeders to kick off week 7 in the CFL. That was pretty awesome, I thought.
That was
learned
cool.
some
I
stuff there.
That.
We'll be back with the overtime segment and a sports update in a moment. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Employee pricing is back.
You get to pay what I pay and the whole entire pre-owned inventory.
Plus, we're Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned store, right here in Regina.
This 2018 Nissan Rogue SV all-wheel drive is employee priced at just $22,999 plus tax. Or check out this 2011 Jetta Highline Diesel. It's employee price, just $11,999 plus tax.
You pay what we pay!
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works?
Oh,
honey,
I need to
get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back for the overtime segment. We'll make it brief. I could go long today, but I got to get to that golf tournament out at the Flowing Springs. I might even be late getting there. But sports update, the Toronto Argonauts are looking for their first win of the season tonight. The Argos in Edmonton. Eskimos led by former Argos quarterback Trevor Harris. The Eskimos off to a 3-2 start. Toronto 0-5. That's the second of a Thursday night football doubleheader. Earlier on, the Ottawa Redblacks hoping to turn things around tonight. They'll try to snap a three-game slide when they host the Calgary Stampeders. Five bells on the three-letter network TSN. Day off for the Blue Jays. Toronto lost 4-0 against Cleveland last night, giving the Indians a 2-1 series win. Titans three-time Pro Bowl left tackle Taylor Lewan says the NFL has suspended him for the first four games of the season for violating the league's policy on performance enhancers. In a video he posted to Twitter, he says he received a letter from the NFL a few weeks ago informing him of his suspension. We'll get to that in a second. And that's about all I have on that sports update. For Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination, and the site of the first ever Rod Peterson Show watch party this Saturday, 5 o'clock. Riders and Lions, come on down, watch it with us. And it's always funner watching with your friends. You're invited. Join us at Ballers Rec Room Saturday at 5. Somebody was writing in on the Titans suspension to Lewan. Somebody asked you your thoughts as a Titans fan.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Well, Taylor Lewan's one of the more popular Titans for sure. He's an offensive lineman. You know, he's been really good. He's a Pro Bowler. He got the four-game suspension for a supplement that he denies taking, or knowing he's fighting it. So it's going to a B test or whatever. So to see if the suspension will be upheld. He's also said he's going to release the polygraph test that he apparently took, you know, denying it. And so that he really is truthful. So, you know, I tend to believe him. He seems like a pretty stand-up guy, but I mean, to completely be ignorant to the fact that, of course, there's no way he could be taking anything illegal, I don't know. I mean, these are professional athletes, so that's interesting. I hope not. I hope he's good because he's a big part of the team. And then he asked about Marcus Mariota, and yeah, he's been a little bit disappointing because he hasn't been able to stay healthy. He hasn't played a full season without injury, so to be a top pick, lots of promise there. He has to have a really big year this year before people are ready to be moving on.
I feel like today we've unearthed a lot of issues in sports in this country and maybe even on this continent. If you missed any of it, just go back to that white ball and roll all the way to the front and watch it all over. Because we covered a lot of topics today, but one of the big ones is that teams want to control the message, leagues want to control the message, and it's taken a lot of fun out of being a fan for the fans. And here we interact with the fans. We want to interact with the fans. That was a big part of what we're doing here on the Rod Peterson Show, right? Yep. That's why Ballers Rec Room came to us and said, we want to be your destination because we like what you're doing. That's what they said. Let's interact with the fans. And I like interacting with fans. Always have. Always been very accessible. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
But teams don't, for whatever reason, don't necessarily want that. So we'll continue to do our thing. They'll do their thing. And We'll see who wins.
We're scared of failing, too. I mean,
who is? I'm not.
No, and that's why it's been successful, and you've had so much success. People don't want to go out and say somewhat outlandish things or make predictions because they don't want to have egg on their face and be wrong. Oh, and I think this is going to happen, and then you're wrong. Well, if you're wrong, own up to it and move on. It's what creates a little bit of that rivalry, creates a little bit of that fun. And, you know, when did I see it? I saw it with the Texas Rangers and the Home Run Derby, where they put out on social media, nobody will touch, I can't remember who it was that set the record for most home runs in a round.
And then they lost. Josh Hamilton.
Yeah. And then there comes Guerrero, Vlad Guerrero Jr., and the Jays posted, sorry, what were you saying? And they came back and just owned up to it. Yep, we're wrong, you know, whatever. And they had some fun with it. But don't be afraid to be wrong. You got to put yourself out there a little bit if you want to have some success.
And again, everybody's afraid of how they look. Not something that I've ever been concerned with at all. So that's what makes it so fun here on the show. And that's about that. On the sandals and socks thing. And I know we got to. That's why I said I could go on for another hour here, but we got to wrap up. But I'm watching Last Chance U last night. I've clearly become somewhat addicted to that.
Yes.
And I sent you a video of the show last night. But you see these guys wearing socks and sandals there all the time. I've been around it my whole life with hockey and football players. And this is why I said it to my wife when she got home last night. Corner gas, not a big fan. Because I lived it. We've all lived it. It's not just me. If you're from here, you lived it. You're from Wynyard.
I lived it.
What? I lived it. Spitting chiclets. I'm not that big into it because that's who the guys are that I hang around with all the time. And that's what dawned on me was when I was sitting with the Army guys one night at the Armories and we were talking about Homeland. I'm like, do you guys watch Homeland? And they're like, well, we started, but couldn't get into it. That's their life.
Why would they
want to watch going over to Afghanistan?
Exactly. You know? Television.
They're
movies.
Trying to forget that.
You want an escape. That's why we watch Marvel superhero movies. It's an escape from life because our life is not like that, I don't think, for anybody.
Well, but the thing that I showed you last night from Last Chance U was the two head coaches having to be restrained from each other at the end of a game. And I'm like, see, that's been my life dealing with these guys for 20 years. Not that it was a problem, but I don't need to see it in the documentary on Netflix. I've lived it forever. But and I was having flashbacks because one of the coaches, Jason Brown, got a call from the rival team's newspaper saying, hey, Coach Brown, can we do an interview on this Saturday's game? He's like, I'm not talking to you. You guys talk crap about me behind my back when I'm done, blah, blah, blah. Hangs up. And I'm like, oh, just like every coach I've ever dealt with in football. Right?
Yeah.
But there it is right on the screen. And so that's last chance you. We're going to go off the air here. Just for today, not forever. The Capital GMC Universal Collision Center poll, are socks and sandals ever appropriate? Well, you can vote for the next 24 hours, but 66.2% saying no, burn them.
Making a comeback, though.
Yeah. What's on the show tomorrow, Clark, on a Football Friday? Obviously, we're going to review tonight's CFL doubleheader, Calgary at Ottawa, Toronto at Edmonton. He's typing furiously. I know that I'm going to have John Frenzy in here tomorrow, live. He can't get it typed up there fast enough. Well, he's going to keep going. Well, I can read the Facebook feed here from Ty. People wanted an escape. It's why they watch Hard Knocks. They want to see the Arizona Cardinals look good. Not even Hard Knocks can make the Arizona Cardinals look good. Tomorrow on the program, this is going to be great. Otha Foster of the BC Lions. Marcus Ball, Argo's great. And current CFL free agent, Jim Hobson, El Presidente, will be here in the bunker. And Addison Richards, our CFL analyst. It's going to be great.
Yeah, big show.
Good evening, Norway. Have a good sleep. You, Canada, we will see you tomorrow. And thanks for watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.